In this portion of our canoe regatta interviews, we spoke with Rick Olson of Mohawk, New York. Rick has been paddling the General Clinton Canoe Regatta for many, many years. It's great to have you on. We've never interviewed you, and you are one of the people that has paddled this race numerous times. How did you get started with the General Clinton?
By my scoutmaster.
How old were you?
16.
What was it like the first time?
Extremely hard. Didn't really do anything to get ready for it other than go out with my scoutmaster and assistant scoutmaster two times. And the next thing, myself and another scout, we knew we were on the starting line up in Cooperstown.
And was there any time that you felt that you weren't going to make it?
No, we were determined.
What was it like crossing the finish line for the first time?
It was gratifying.
You are 56 years old now, and you have got 29 finishes. This year, during the 50th anniversary of the regatta, you were going for 30. How does that feel?
That's an extreme great feeling for me. I'm looking forward to it, especially because it's the 50th anniversary.
Did you plan it that way?
No, I did not.
Did you ever dream that you would have done it this many times?
No.
How many partners have you had in the past?
I would say 15.
Does it make the race very different each time with a different partner?
Yes. Probably the most different time was when I did it with my 8-year-old son. And it was very exhilarating, the support that all the fans gave to him. I've never had cold chills during the race other than that year from the cheers the fans gave to that kid.
You must have been pretty proud of him.
Oh, yes.
What did he say after the race? How did he feel?
Well, he kind of bragged to his brother because his brother had done it with me for my 20th finish, and he was 9 years old, so he bragged to his older brother that he had done it 1 year sooner than his brother did it.
And what about pit crew all these years?
My wife has been my faithful pit crew for probably 25 years.
So after you started with the DARE from your scout leader when you were 16, was it just coming back year after year, or did you just pick and choose?
No, I came back year after year after year until my boys got old enough where I had to chase them around with sports. And then I gave it up for a while, which was a period of almost 10 years, I'm not exactly sure. Now they're out of college and everything, so now I'm back into trying to do it every year again.
What was your best finish?
I've won it in 4 different classes. Super aluminum, men's comp cruising, mixed comp cruising, and men's comp cruising. I call it the old man class. I can't remember what it was.
Okay. Is this coming back to this event year after year? Is it like an addiction?
Yes.
And how?
For me, up here, I see no other paddlers, and I love to paddle. And when I come down there, I get to see all kinds of old friends. So it's a friendship thing for me.
Well, this year, for your 30th, you are doing it solo. Is there a reason you're doing it alone?
I'm kind of trying to win another class. I've really put in a lot of time this year. I want my 30th. I'd like it to be a first. I got 4th last year in the C1 and on the 50th anniversary, and I think it would be a great feeling for me to get everything. I might not, but I'm going to try.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a roofer and a cider.
And what about your boys? Have they expressed interest in doing it anymore?
Yes. My youngest boy actually was thinking about doing it this year, and I asked him, for my sake, not to do it and help his mother with being my pit crew because of how much I really want to try to win.
I think it's great, Rick, that you have done it this many years, coming down from Mohawk, New York, and we wish you the very best of luck and congratulate you in advance on such an unbelievable accomplishment. 2,100 miles is what that equals. Can you imagine?
I couldn't when I first started. I can now.
Well, good for you, and we are just delighted to have had you on and wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can see Rick along the river in canoe L6 in the C1 Open 50 years and older class. For Canoe Regatta 2012, I'm Craig Stevens.